Well, hello and welcome, everyone. This is Ken D. Foster, your host for the Voices of Courage show. I'm really glad you're here. I'm glad you joined us today. This is a really special day. It's a day that we're going to talk about peace, peace within and peace without. We're going to be talking a little bit about the UN's International Day of Peace. But I want to ask you right now, before we jump into the peace subject, just take a moment for yourself. Tune in for 1 second. How are you feeling right this minute? Do you feel a little stressed out? You kind of moving really fast? Maybe you can't feel anything. You're just going through life so fast. Or, you know, are you in a place where, you know, there's other emotions going on that you're not sensing a sense of real peace in your life? Well, you know, peace is a quality that... Tune in for 1 second. How are you feeling right this minute? Do you feel a little stressed out? You kind of... moving really fast. Maybe you can't feel anything. You're just going through life so fast. Or, you know, are you in a place where, you know, there's other emotions going on that you're not sensing a sense of real peace in your life? Well, you know, peace is a quality that... Tune in for 1 second. How are you feeling right this minute? Do you feel a little... But there also, we have peace in, you know, we're all hoping and wanting and really striving for peace around the world, a place where we can all come together as humanity, realize that we are all one, realize that what I do to you impacts me, what you do to you or me impacts you, and, you know, even on a micro level or on a global level, right? So, you know, if there's a part of us that really, I think we have to open that dialogue up again around peace, open it up to the place where we can start bringing peace into our lives personally, and also join movements that can help us to bring peace and harmony in the world. That's what the show is all about today. I have a very special guest that's going to join me after I take this break, and we're going to take a deep dive into peace. So stay tuned. I look forward to talking all about this with you.
Have enough information, just Google it or AI it. What the world needs today is courage and wisdom. The courageous ones have moved us forward. These are the fearless, the ones with determination, the resilient ones. They have grit and rise to meet the challenges and opportunities. They encourage, empower, and enlighten us to all glow up, shift our thinking, and step into our greatness. Yes, these are the ones who have led the way. Now, listen to the courageous ones of today and step into your courage.
Whether because of discomfort, lack of mobility, your lifestyle, or occupation, you sit inactively way too many hours a day. Introducing Ellipse, the premium quality automatic seated exerciser that strengthens legs, increases mobility, and boosts circulation without physical strain or impact.
It is so quiet that none of my coworkers even know I'm using it.
Strengthen and tone your legs. Increase your mobility, flexibility, and balance. Plus, stimulate healthy circulation.
My joints feel better, my knees feel better, my back feels better. It makes me feel stronger too.
Perfect for home therapy. Whisper quiet to use while you work.
My circulation is moving, I'm burning calories, and it makes me feel energetic.
Call now and order Ellipse, the seated exerciser that strengthens legs, increases mobility, and boosts circulation. Call and get upgraded to the deluxe bundle. Get the faster motor for 5 miles of steps per hour, the step counter, the sport mat, and wireless remote. Call now.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. Guess what? They want your money and they can take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter right over here that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you right now. So what do? You fight back by letting our team of experts work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And hey, we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws, and we'll fight really hard to save your money. So if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket. 5 minutes of your time right now can save you thousands of dollars. And the best part, it's a free call. So please call right now.
Hi, everyone watching at home. We're here to remind you that if you or someone you know were injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have live agents available right now to answer your questions and tell you how much your case is potentially worth. Hi, I'm Gina Belich here with spokesman and TV personality Tom Mustin with us in the Help Center. So, Tom, phones are really busy over there. Tell us what kind of calls you're seeing.
Well, Gina, first off, thank you for having me here in the call center with you. We always enjoy talking to the viewers and getting folks the compensation that they deserve. You know, we're seeing calls about all kinds of accidents, but the most common by far has been car accidents. So if you or someone you know were injured in an accident that was not your fault, give us a call right now. You'll speak with a live person. They'll answer any questions you have and tell you if you have a case and how much your case is potentially worth.
Thanks, Tom. All right, folks at home, you heard it. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now.
Hi, folks. Joe Namath here. Did you know that I wear hearing aids? I love my hearing aids, and I am here to help you get a deal on the same brand I wear.
Don't waste thousands on expensive hearing aids when you can get MD Hearing's revolutionary Neo hearing aids for just $297 a pair. The Neo is a true hearing aid, not an amplifier. With rechargeable technology many customers say is superior to more expensive models. And you can get two Neo hearing aids with a 45-day risk-free trial, free shipping, and free lifetime U.S.-based support for only $297. The Neo is nearly invisible with its tiny in-the-ear canal design.
Call my friends at MD Hearing and get the over-the-counter hearing aids that I use for you.
Call now and get not one, but two Neo hearing aids for just $297.
800-789-7885. Again, that's 800-789-7885.
Are you ready to transform your life and get what you really want? Hi, this is Ken D. Foster. And over the past 30 years, I've helped thousands of people change the course of their lives by doing one special thing daily. This is the foundation of my latest book, The Courage to Change Everything. It is the ultimate guide to awakening the transformative power within you to get what you want. In this book, I'll teach you exactly how to unlock your hidden potential, break through your limitations, and get what you want, no matter what's happening in the economy or things beyond your control. So why wait? Get your copy of The Courage to Change Everything right now at couragetochange.us. That's couragetochange.us. There's no risk to you if you're not fully satisfied that this book has supported you in getting what you want. Unlock your hidden potential, break through your limitations, and get what you want, no matter what's happening in the economy or things beyond your control. So why wait? Get your copy of The Courage to Change Everything right now at couragetochange.us. That's couragetochange.us. There's no risk to you if you're not fully satisfied that this book has supported you in getting what you want. Unlock your hidden potential, break through your limitations, and get what you want, no matter what's...
The fun places today that maybe the audience might be a little surprised at. Let me give you a formal introduction to my audience, though. You know, while working at Stanford University in 1985, David founded the 10-year-long PTP, Peace Within Organization program, and in 1995, co-founded the visionary project Peace Building Through Business, which led to being a leading member of the five-year international think tank on the future role of business in the 21st century. David is currently the team leader of the Global Culture of Peace Initiative, CPI, a UN-designated peace messenger initiative, of which Pathways to Peace Services is, I guess you're serving as a secretary there also. So I'm not sure I got all that right, but hopefully we got most of it right. And you're doing a lot around peace, and you have been doing a lot around peace. What started you in this path? Let's just talk about that first.
It's an awareness that, I think it started when I was really in my young years, in my early 20s, and just kind of wondering what in the world is life about, and really feeling troubled by that, and learning that there's a whole lot more to life than we really understand. And one of the, I'll just read you a quote from Pierre Chilliard de Chardin, who says, "You are not a human being in search of a spiritual experience. You are a spiritual being immersed in a human experience." And I really, over time, really got to understand that and really see that's really true. And it's really, we don't all have individual consciousness. We are in consciousness and expressed individually. But the inspiration was, okay, I'm here. I've been in my professional arena in the corporate world, as well as the peace building world. And while I'm here, what can I do to help better humanity, help our own path to being more conscious? Because we live by high values, and living in the 3D world, in the physical world, is tough. It's a hard knocks place. I see it, and many do. This is a schoolhouse. This is where we're learning many, many lessons through experiences. But how can I contribute to our higher self, greater peace in our lives, and along the way? So I worked at Levi Strauss on microsystems, Stanford University, doing management executive development training in the professional side. And in 1980, I was engaged with some peace work prior to that. But in 1980, I got involved with Pathways to Peace. And that was the beginning, and I'm still with Pathways to Peace. As a matter of fact, I'm president of Pathways to Peace. But that is a organization that has been it's one of the leading NGOs at the UN, really helping to go some new territory around peace building and peace understanding that is, you know, carve some new pathways and pathways to peace. So that was, you know, my beginning is how can I assist myself in growing and learning, but also in my community and in the world.
Well, I love what you're saying here. And, you know, this show is all about helping people to really look within themselves and change themselves. And as you change yourself, you've done your part to change the world. And I think, you know, that comes along with service. All right. So once one becomes conscious, and I love what you said about consciousness, you know, that thought isn't necessarily, I'll just reframe it. Thought is not necessarily individual. It's universal. You tuning into that consciousness of thought that we're all tuning into. And if you're committed to having peace in your life and peace in the world, that's actually a level of consciousness that we can tune into. And if you're committed to that and in tune to that, you will start, I guess we call it downloading, I'm not sure, getting insight into what peace not only means for you, but how you can bring that into your world. That's been my experience. How about yours?
Well, I would say you're absolutely right. And actually, I think that I could be here in your show interviewing you with your knowledge and experience. Absolutely. I mean, one of the things you say that you take the courageous path, this is you. You take the courageous path, expand limitations, and free people's spirit to bring in harmony, happiness, and the bottom line results in their business and lives. I mean, that's you. And that is totally agree. And basically what we're talking about, like with Pathways to Peace, and I can, you know, tell you about that and other activities and other organizations that I'm involved in. But basically we're talking about infrastructures of peace.
Let's talk about that, David. I think that's a fascinating subject. So Pathways to Peace, let's talk about that. And and what the mission is and what the work is right now.
Yes. So let me go back. Pathways to Peace was founded by Avon Madison, co-founded by Avon Madison, and also Joni Cardelli. And this was back in, in 1980, I was part of Pathways, but this is when it started formulating. Avon had a vision when she was 4 years old of world peace and what that can be, and it can be a reality. And she lived that and brought that into the form, again, an infrastructure, a form, it's an organization of Pathways to Peace. So let me just read just a little bit about Pathways. Pathways to Peace is an international peace building, educational, and consulting organization. For over four decades, Pathways to Peace has been actively making peace a lived reality. Pathways to Peace is a designated peace messenger organization and consultative status with the UNESCO at the UN. Pathways works locally and globally, intergenerationally, multiculturally, to support peace building, peace builders, and to collaborate with other organizations in initiatives that advance the culture of peace. So the culture of peace, there's a lot more to this. And so there's an ideal of a culture of peace, but in the UN, and Pathways to Peace started using this language in the 1980s, Pathways to Peace was one of the first to coin the term peace building, because the UN prior to that is peace making or peacekeeping, which is the end of succession of violence, of war. But peace building is the proactive action of creating the well-being of or environments, cultures. And when you're talking about culture of peace, we're talking about all aspects, not just, music or art or so on. The culture is what we live in.
Yeah.
I mean, the culture that you live in, you're in Arizona, and that has a particular environment, culture, what people think, what people do. And actually, I don't have it right here, but I'll tell you right now, from the UN, when he created the resolutions, created the program of action of the culture of peace in 1999, the culture of peace is a set of values, attitudes, traditions, and modes of behavior and ways of life. So that encompasses all aspects of our life. So it really is, how do we all be more conscious of the things that you're talking about?
Yeah.
Be more conscious of how we live in our life. And you're absolutely correct that it begins with us as individuals and begins within. So, and I know that you've done some, studies and scriptures and so on, in traditions. And one of the oldest statements is, as you think, so you become.
That's
absolutely true.
That's right.
Where we put our attention, our thoughts are number one. Where we go with our thinking is where we evolve, where we start, building upon. And actually, that's a very fascinating part of the UNESCO, which in the preamble, it says, since wars begin in the minds of men and women, it is in the minds of men that the defenses of peace must be constructed. That's a fundamental at the UN, at the UNESCO, and it really is true.
Yeah.
Wars, where do wars begin? Ideology or misunderstandings, that's absolutely true. So it's really, I see, and many do, that what we're about is the evolution and shift of mindset and behavior.
Yeah. Well, that's actually, I couldn't agree with you more. And you know, I want to go down a little bit more. I got to take a break, but when we come back, I want to really explore the values of the culture of peace. Culture of peace values that we can apply not only in our world but in our own personal life. I think that's really important for me. So we'll take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll be discussing more with peace with David Wick.
Are you ready to transform your life and get what you really want? Hi, this is Ken D. Foster, and over the past 30 years, I've helped thousands of people change the course of their lives by doing one special thing daily. This is the foundation of my latest book, The Courage to Change Everything. It is the ultimate guide to awakening the transformative power within you to get what you want. In this book, I'll teach you exactly how to unlock your hidden potential, break through your limitations, and get what you want, no matter what's happening in the economy or things beyond your control. So why wait? Get your copy of The Courage to Change Everything right now at couragetochange.us. That's couragetochange.us. There's no risk to you if you're not fully satisfied that this book has supported you in getting what you want, just to return it for a full refund.
Whether because of discomfort, lack of mobility, your lifestyle, or occupation, you sit inactively way too many hours a day. Introducing Ellipse, the premium quality automatic seated exerciser that strengthens legs, increases mobility, and boosts circulation without physical strain or impact.
It is so quiet that none of my coworkers even know I'm using it.
Strengthen and tone your legs. Increase your mobility, flexibility, and balance. Plus, stimulate healthy circulation.
My joints feel better, my knees feel better, my back feels better. It makes me feel stronger too.
Perfect for home therapy. Whisper quiet to use while you work.
My circulation is moving, I'm burning calories, and it makes me feel energetic.
Call now and order Ellipse, the seated exerciser that strengthens legs, increases mobility, and boosts circulation. Call and get upgraded to the deluxe bundle. Get the faster motor for 5 miles of steps per hour, the step counter, the sport mat, and wireless remote. Call now.
Imagine, this is your money, and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. Guess what? They want your money, and they can take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter right over here that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash, and we're going to take it from you right now. So what do? You fight back by letting our team of experts work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And hey, we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws, and we'll fight really hard to save your money. So if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket. 5 minutes of your time right now can save you thousands of dollars. And the best part, it's a free call. So please call right now.
Hi, everyone watching at home. We're here to remind you that if you or someone you know were injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have live agents available right now to answer your questions and tell you how much your case is potentially worth. Hi, I'm Gina Belich, here with spokesman and TV personality Tom Mustin with us in the Help Center. So, Tom, phones are really busy over there. Tell us what kind of calls you're seeing.
Well, Gina, first off, thank you for having me here in the call center with you. We always enjoy talking to the viewers and getting folks the compensation that they deserve. You know, we're seeing calls about all kinds of accidents, but the most common by far has been car accidents. So if you or someone you know were injured in an accident that was not your fault, give us a call right now. You'll speak with a live person. They'll answer any questions you have and tell you if you have a case and how much your case is potentially worth.
Thanks, Tom. All right, folks at home, you heard it. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now.
Hi, folks. Joe Namath here. Did you know that I wear hearing aids? I love my hearing aids, and I am here to help you get a deal on the same brand I wear.
Don't waste thousands on expensive hearing aids when you can get MD Hearing's revolutionary Neo hearing aids for just $297 a pair. The Neo is a true hearing aid, not an amplifier. With rechargeable technology, many customers say is superior to more expensive models. And you can get two Neo hearing aids with a 45-day risk-free trial, free shipping, and free lifetime U.S.-based support for only $297. The Neo is nearly invisible with its tiny in-the-ear canal design.
Call my friends at MD Hearing and get the over-the-counter hearing aids that I use for you.
Call now and get not one, but two Neo hearing aids for just $297.
800-789-7885. Again, that's 800-789-7885.
Are you ready to take charge of your health and well-being? UK Health Radio is your ultimate digital destination for cutting-edge health information and inspiration. At UK Health Radio, we know that good health is not merely the absence of disease, but a state of complete physical, mental, and emotional well-being. Tune in to our wide range of expert-led shows where renowned health professionals share about the latest research, practical tips, and inspiring stories that will motivate you to live your healthiest life. Don't settle for anything less than vibrant health. Tune in to UKHealthRadio.com, the world's number one talk health radio and podcast platform.
We have enough information, just Google it or AI it. What the world needs today is courage and wisdom. The courageous ones have moved us forward. These are the fearless, the ones with determination, the resilient ones. They have grit and rise to meet the challenges and opportunities. They encourage, empower, and enlighten us to all glow up, shift our thinking, and step into our greatness. Yes, these are the ones who have led the way. Now, listen to the courageous ones of today and step into your courage.
Thank you so much for being here and letting us know. Now, my audience, I want you to go right now. I want you to take action. Go on your calendar right now. Mark September 21st at 12 p.m. your time, wherever you are in the world. Mark it on your calendar, and that's the moment of silence. That's the peace wave that you're going to be part of, and we're holding intention for peace around this world. Please do that. David, I love our conversation. I thank you again for being here. And again, you know, go to David's website there, pathwaystopeace.org, pathwaystopeace.org. Find out what he's up to, join what he's doing. And thank you so much, David.
Thank you. A pleasure to be with you, a kindred spirit.
So true. All of you, I want to thank you for joining us today. This has been another amazing show. I hope you've enjoyed it. From my heart to yours, continue to see the unseeable, know the unknowable, and then be able to do the impossible. Take care. Welcome back, everybody. This is your host, Ken D. Foster, and I'm talking with David Wick. Our show today is called The Courage of Practical Peace, The Courage of Practical Peace, because it does take courage to step into some of these values that I believe represent how we create a culture of peace in our own home life. And I'd like to mention a few of those that, you know, if Andy's posted on our wall and we live these values in our home life, we would start out picturing them in the world in a much greater way. But I'm just going to mention a few of these that really I think we need to live by, which is, number one is respect for each other. Just having respect for one another is important. Number two is nonviolence, right? We learn, you know, I love the book that Dr. Marshall Rosenberg put out there. The name of the book was Nonviolent Communication, the Language of Life. And in that book model, he taught people how to live from a nonviolent place and how to language it properly in our homes. In fact, that model was used in the United Nations and also the White House to create peace and harmony during negotiations. Tolerance, I guess, is another one of our values. What else do I want to say? Empathy is one. Empathy and cooperation. And realizing we're all interconnected. You know, these values, I think we'd like to strive to have those values and live them constantly. But I think there's a challenge with that, not only in the world, but in our own personal lives. How do we start, you know, I start on the micro, not on the macro, but you can start and realizing we're all interconnected. You know, these values, I think we'd like to strive to have those values and live them constantly. But I think there's a challenge with that, not only in the world, but in our own personal lives. How do we start? You know, I start on the micro, not on the macro, but you can start and realizing we're all interconnected. You know, these values, I think
all or most, you know, conclude, there's a conclusion of people talking, of finally coming together, and finally being able to communicate with each other in a way that is finding the common ground. How do we solve this issue in current concern? But that, you know, we're not at that level. We're at the personal level, we're at the community level. What can we really do in our sphere of influence? That's what I'm about. That's what Pathways to Peace is about. And so, for example, as you're talking about culture of peace with the UN, the Declaration and Program of Action on Culture of Peace, there are 8 action areas that were identified. And I'll just, you know, briefly mention them. So one is fostering culture of peace through education, promote sustainable economic and social development, promote respect for all human rights, ensure equality between men and women, foster democratic participation, advance understanding, tolerance, and solidarity, and support participatory communication and the free flow of information, and also promote security and well-being. So take it to the individual level. How do we live this in our personal lives? Just participation, advance understanding, tolerance, and solidarity, and support participatory communication and the free flow of information, and also promote security and well-being. So take it to the individual level. How do we live this in our personal lives? Just participation, advance understanding, tolerance, and solidarity, and support participating in my family, in my community. How do I interact with my neighbors? Or also, you talk about peace building through business. Well, what's the internal relationships like? What's the culture within an organization, within a business that supports well-being, which is what you're all about, Ken? And helping people see that with courage, it, you know, it takes courage to step forward. And how about your customers, your clients, or how you're treating people? That directly affects business. And you take it out to the, you know, community, what are the dynamics within the community? So the values that you had mentioned are vital, but it's always a challenge to live them all the time. Or even to begin to live them, because we get into mine, I want mine first and screw you. That's not going to help the world. But what happens is, as we live that, there's an energetic, and this is absolutely true. There's an energetic that influences other people, and there's alignments that happen. There's a whole thing we could go into with a place called HeartMath in HeartMath. And so the coherence of heart, the mind and heart connection, but using, the heart is intelligent. And it's the alignment of the heart energy and their coherence, which takes place, which has a radiation effect, beyond ourselves. And then you get more and more people who are in that coherence. It has a large effect. They're measuring that globally, the effect of coherence. Go with the Maharishi University around meditation. And there is actual, literal impact of energetics around, how people are functioning, impacting other people. And that's, there's another whole place we can go to in the major evolution that's taking place in the world. There is a change in consciousness. There is, one of my great colleagues and mentors, Willis Harmon, he wrote The Global Mind Change. And, you're aware of that, The Global Mind Change. And with Willis, a couple of things that he said, that we are living through one of the most fundamental shifts in history, a change in actual belief structure of Western society. No economic, political, or military power can compare with the power of a change of mind. By deliberately changing their images of reality, people are changing the world. There you go.
That's exactly, that's 100% right. And I think that word coherence is so important today. Because with coherence, we have a unified whole. We connect with one another. We are in that place where we now have to reach coherence. I think, even on the micro level, we have to respect. I start out with the value of respect. You got to respect yourself first, okay, before you're going to respect others. You got to tolerate yourself. You know what? I think successor that we can put out in the world is the words, I'm sorry, right? I mean, that helps us to create, it takes away our, the ego. When you apologize, your ego's usually not there. You're like, I'm sorry, I messed up, I screwed. We have to have more of that in the world, right? We really do. And it's, it's courage with humility. Right? Courage with humility. We want to have both together. We want to walk in this place. Yeah, we want to be courageous, but be humble about it. And, none of us are doing it perfect. I haven't met the perfect human being. But I have met a lot of human beings that are committed to looking at ways that we can come together, that we can let go of our, quote, righteousness and look at what are the, like you said, the common ground. What's the common ground? So, and when we can find that, if you can't find it even in your families, it's probably going to be difficult to find it in the world. All right. Sure. So it's like from my point of view, and I come together that we can let go of our quote righteousness and look at what are the, like you said, the common ground. What's the common ground? So, and when we can find that, If you can't find it even in your families, it's probably going to be difficult to find it in the world. All right. Sure. So it's like from my point of view, and I come together that we can let go of our quote righteousness and look to happen for us to bring this peace that we all want in the world in a greater way.
Right. Excuse me. Certainly, using other terminology besides peace. I mean, well-being, mutual respect, the golden rule. You know, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Just like if we live that, we're good. Yeah. But we don't. Absolutely. I mean, so that's the challenge. I think that's where you also rightly talk about courage.
Yeah.
It takes courage in this world to also live our higher values. There are many forces. I mean, look at our, the world and the political scene and so on. There are many cross, forces that, don't want to hang out in the higher values. But that's what, so fundamentally, that's what people that are the shift that is taking place. There is a shift in consciousness taking place, even with all the hoo-ha that's going on in the world and the horrible stuff that's going on. But this is also part of the transition we're going through in a bigger scale. I mean, if you go to the spiritual side, you go to, I think, Hinduism with the yugas, great epic time frames that we're in the Kali Yuga, which is Iron Age, which is, this is tough stuff. You know, we've been evolving to, more compassionate, time. But that's what Pathways to Peace is about. And so I just wanted to also mention about the International Day of Peace.
Yeah.
The International Day of Peace is September 21 of every year. And the International Day of Peace was created in 1981, and Avon Madison and Pathways to Peace was part of that, and part of working with the United Nations, working with the Assistant General Secretary at the UN, Robert Mueller, and others to help influence and help get the passing, the resolution, creating the International Day of Peace in 1981. In 82, and this is supposed to be for worldwide and for civil society. In 82, the International Day of Peace was a moment of silence in the General Assembly, and that was it. And just like, that's not the story. So Pathways to Peace, we spent a year planning in 1983. In 1984, September, actually that was September 18, in San Francisco, had the first major International Day of Peace celebration anywhere, and we had other countries and other cities involved, and the highlight time is at 12 noon, and that has become known as the peace wave. And 12 noon is taking a moment of silence and moment of remembrance. I mean, this is, take it all together, a moment of silence, and the time that we can be mindful of who we are, mindful of compassion, mindful of the peace that we want, and be in that energy together. You talk about coherence. That's being in the coherence together. We did that in San Francisco in 84, and we worked with the city, and the cash registers stopped at eye magnets, and there were church bells, and the KRON-TV NBC affiliate stopped his broadcasting for one whole minute. We're at 12 noon. They're scrolling the information about International Day of Peace. So that's happened. That was in, we had some thousands of people engaged. Now it's projected there's 3 billion people in the world engaged, aware of the International Day of Peace.
Wow.
It has evolved. Wow. It's grown. It has, This year is the 40th anniversary that Pathways to Peace, initiated in 1984, and we're having a major celebration, the International Day of Peace in San Francisco, this year, September 21, at the San Francisco Civic Center Plaza, which is right in front of the City Hall, between 11 a.m. and 4 p.m. Anyone who listens to the broadcast, come on down. And we're also going to have, it's also going to be live streamed globally. It's going to be, so it's a big deal. It's a global event. And, you know, it's a major celebration. It's not just a celebration, but it's looking at where we stand and what we've done in peace building and laying the foundation for the next 40 and beyond. So it's really being, how are we, you know, being more conscious? Yeah, exactly. Pathwaystopeace.org. Go there, you'll see a button around the International Day of Peace. And actually, you know, being the, taking a little courage here, we're also looking for funding. Funding is really important. Is it important for this event? There's a donation button there, a support button. I'll put that, financial support, which is important. And that's another whole subject area that you can get into another time on. But it really is around peace and peace building and funding. It takes money. It takes real money. And so much in the, you know, nonprofit world or in the, you know, peace building world, is that there's a scarcity mentality. That's not
That's
okay.
Right. No, it does take money. We need to fund organizations like Pathway to Peace. For my listening audience, pathwaystopeace.org, pathwaystopeace.org. I got to take a quick break. We'll be right back, and we're going to continue on this path to generate more peace in this world.
Are you ready to transform your life and get what you really want? Hi, this is Ken D. Foster, and over the past 30 years, I've helped thousands of people change the course of their lives by doing one special thing daily. This is the foundation of my latest book, The Courage to Change Everything. It is the ultimate guide to awakening the transformative power within you to get what you want. In this book, I'll teach you exactly how to unlock your hidden potential, break through your limitations, and get what you want, no matter what's happening in the economy or things beyond your control. So why wait? Get your copy of The Courage to Change Everything right now at couragetochange.us. That's couragetochange.us. There's no risk to you if you're not fully satisfied that this book has supported you in getting what you want, just to return it for a full refund.
We have enough information. Just Google it or AI it. What the world needs today is courage and wisdom. The courageous ones have moved us forward. These are the fearless, the ones with determination, the resilient ones. They have grit and rise to meet the challenges and opportunities. They encourage, empower, and enlighten us to all glow up, shift our thinking, and step into our greatness. Yes, these are the ones who have led the way. Now, listen to the courageous ones of today and step into your courage.
Welcome back, everybody. This is your host, Ken D. Foster. I'll be right back with my guest, David Wick, as we discuss further options and further ways that you can bring peace and harmony into this world and into your family life. Before I get there, I want to encourage all of you to go and subscribe to our YouTube channel, our Voices of Courage YouTube channel. There you will not, if you do that, you won't miss any of our episodes. And we have powerful episodes. And you also go back and look at our past episodes with some of the guests that we've had that are really making a difference in this world. Also want to remind you, this show grows by your support. And one of the ways you can support us is telling a family friend or somebody that you love about the show so that they can also watch it and help them to step into seeing things they've never seen before, hearing things they've never heard before, or maybe doing things they've never done before as a direct result of listening to the show. All right, back to David Wick, my guest. And David, I'm so glad we talked about the International Day of Peace and the part about going stillness and 3 billion people doing that. You know, that stillness piece, I wanted to just, you know, challenge my audience. My audience, you know, stillness is, you know, being quiet, taking a moment of silence. Stillness is the price of greatness. And what I mean by that is just that. It's like when you can, I've been meditating for decades, and when you can still your mind, still the mind, the thoughts, just for a moment, you can connect into what we would call the collective consciousness, cosmic consciousness. It's the universal mind. It's that place where you can tune right in. And that moment of silence on September 21st, that's a time for you to connect and hold intention for peace around the world in your own stillness. So I just hope you'll do that. I didn't want to get that, David. Well, David, what time is the moment of still of quietness?
We call it, and we started this in 84, a peace wave.
The peace wave. What time is the peace wave?
It's 12 o'clock noon in every time zone. So therefore, it's around the world.
It's a wave.
And
it's a wave.
Exactly. And what we encourage is every day. It's not just on September 21. It's not just the International Day of Peace, although we're going to be doing that. But it's every day if we take a moment, just a couple of seconds, at noon, just being quiet, as you're saying, just being mindful of ourselves, of being in gratitude for what we have, or just, stepping into that still place, that quiet place in ourselves, that counts. I mean, it's for us. I do that and I feel, better. I've been also meditating and going, quiet within. There's energy. There's so much that is within us that we start to discover and open up. There's worlds within us that we are unaware of. Not aware of.
Well, but peace from my point of view, David, it is an energy. Peace is an energy. It's a power. It's a force that you can palpably feel. We've all felt that when we have a real deep sense of peace in our hearts. And it's a high energetic vibration. It's a frequency within us that lifts us up. And quite frankly, when you're in a state of peace, you can walk into a room where everybody else is chaotic. And if you hold your state of peace, they will actually move towards you. They will move towards you. Their energies will calm down if you can hold that state of peace. Now, a lot of us don't know how to do that, but it takes a while to master that, especially when somebody's coming at you. But we can master it. We can master the emotions.
It's a practice. It is absolutely a practice. Like learning sports or learning, how do people become really good at sports? It's practice. And the meditation, just being quiet, going within, is a practice. So pathways to peace, our definition of peace is, peace is both an innate state of being. That's what you're saying. It is an innate state of being and a dynamic, transformative, evolutionary force.
And let me just give a kind of a word image around this too. So you have that it's innate, it's in us. It's a energy, a force, a power within our own selves. But what covers up peace is misbeliefs, ignorance, mm-hmm. anger, resentments, guilt, shame, remorse, all that stuff like covers the peace up. And as you take off those layers, then you can reconnect with that. And some of you don't know this. If you go to my website, kendfoster.com, there's a process that I created 20 years ago. It's called the release process that helps you to unwind some of this old stuff that you might be carrying in the subconscious mind and just release it, right? You get to release the energy around it. You don't have to let go of your memories. You can keep those, but you get to release the energy around it so you have more peace in your life. So, David, go ahead.
I was just going to say, so then it's also when you find, so on my particular path, and it's kind of like doing I was retired from the Sun Microsystems, and so I'm really engaged with pathways and the many different things. And it's kind of like, why do I do it? Well, what else would I do? It's kind of like, that's what I'm called to. I'm what I'm doing. And so looking for other avenues, again, looking for or creating infrastructures of peace. So I was invited to make a presentation at the Rotary E-Club of World Peace. I made a presentation about there's another story here, with the Ashland Culture of Peace Commission, which I created off of the work I've done with Pathways to Peace. I was invited to the Rotary E-Club of World Peace, saw this as a huge infrastructure. Rotary is global. Rotary is in every country in the world, is a million point four members with 46,000 clubs, and it is very much evolving to understanding peace. It's huge service. Fundamentally, all it's doing in the services it does is around peace. It really is, creating greater peace. So I joined, and I was able to bring in other people and so on to really enhance, inform Rotary about more peace building actions and other people, which is spreading all the more. And there's a reciprocal learning with each other. So there was another infrastructure of peace. So take courage.
I'd like to comment on that, because I think what you're doing right now is, in my book, you're letting my audience know, and I'm going to challenge my audience, what organization can, why don't you be an ambassador for peace and make it your intention between now and the end of the year to find an organization like David did and bring in the principles that we're talking about today into that organization. It takes courage to do that. It takes intention. You might have to take some of your time out, but we're all called to be of greater service. And that's what David is doing. He's in service all the time. And he's got a rich life. Okay, so you can be in service, you can have a rich life, and you can bring higher energy of peace into the world if you just make the effort. That's it. It takes courage to do it, but you can do it. Well, listen, David, I'm out of time, man. Mike, you got 30 seconds. Give me some closing thoughts that you'd like to leave with my audience.
Well, we can do it. We can do it. It's about mindset, and there is a major shift taking place in the world. If people want to contact me directly, my email address is davidwick111@gmail.com. Very simple. Happy to respond to people and be
a
resource.
David. Thank you so much for being here and letting us know. Now, my audience, I want you to go right now. I want you to take action. Go on your calendar right now. Mark September 21st at 12 p.m. your time, wherever you are in the world, mark it on your calendar, and that's the moment of silence. That's the peace wave that you're going to be part of, and we're holding intention for peace around this world. Please do that. David, I love our conversation. I thank you again for being here, and go to David's website there, pathways to peace.org. Find out what he's up to, join what he's doing. And thank you so much, David.
Thank you. A pleasure to be with you. A kindred spirit.
So, so true. All of you, I want to thank you for joining us today. This has been another amazing show. I hope you go to David's website there, pathways to peace.org. Find out what he's up to, join what he's doing, and thank you so much, David.
Thank you. A pleasure to be with you. A kindred spirit.
So, so true. All of you, I want to thank you for joining us today. This has been another amazing show. I hope you go to David's website there, pathways to peace.org.